The Dow is ahead 121 points, but the NASDAQ, 43 points in the red. This is SRN News.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. We've helped over 30,000 families out of financial hardship by getting them out of bad timeshares. If your timeshare agreement goes on forever, if you were told timeshares are a great investment, or your maintenance fees will never go up, you have questions, we have the answers. At Wesley Financial Group, we're dedicated to helping timeshare owners get out of their financial nightmare. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call now for your free timeshare exit information kit. 800-256-5533. That's 800-256-5533. 800-256-5533.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing. It's time to get your cooling system ready for the long, hot summer. Call today about the advantages of the Clark Club membership to be sure you're covered. Call 277-2125. Better call Clark. Alabama certification number 09098.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. It's a brand new month, and it's starting to feel more like summertime. Lots of sunshine today, very warm with a high around 88. Mostly clear, comfortable tonight. Overnight low 63. Thursday's high near 90 with more sun. Still warm Friday and over the weekend with highs in the upper 80s and the risk of some widely scattered showers and thunderstorms. But the rain chances, very small, very isolated. Expect 60s at night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
1819 News.
U.S. Senator Katie Britt politely rips into the U.S. Secretary of Education Miguel Cardona this week during a Senate committee hearing. Britt says that Cardona, as well as Joe Biden, should be doing more to end the anti-Jewish protests that are erupting on the campuses of universities across the state.
It wasn't okay to do that in the 1960s. Do you understand? And it is not okay to do that now. We have to uphold the laws in front of us. We have to make sure that different groups based on their race or ethnicity are not discriminated against. We have to have safe learning environments. And it is my thought that the Biden administration is utterly failing the American people right now and failing the Jewish community across this nation. And I ask you to do more. The American people right now and failing the Jewish community across this nation. And I ask you to do more.
I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Covenant Grassroots Group seeks to directly support organizations and agencies that are fighting the global battle against human trafficking. They do this through funding, procuring, and advocating. You can go to covenantrescue.org for further details. They need your donations, guys. Hop on and donate.
A man wanted for sexual abuse charges in DeKalb County has been arrested in Louisiana. U.S. Marshals were able to locate 31-year-old Bobby Bergeron Jr. in his home state and have already extradited him back to Alabama. Bergeron faces multiple charges, including first-degree rape and second-degree sexual abuse. Bond consideration will be held later this week. Police in Semmes are looking for two men regarding a shooting that struck a 5-year-old bystander. The little boy is being treated at USA Medical Center for non-life-threatening injuries to the side of his head. The shooting occurred at Green Oak Trailer Park on Tuesday. The two suspects identified are 21-year-old Anthony Moran and 27-year-old Jesus Rodriguez. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For years, I've been asking you to call me at Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. When you call Alabama Home Mortgage, you will immediately see the difference in pricing. Not only do we offer the most competitive rates, but our closing costs rank among the lowest in the industry. How do we do it? Because we can. We do not have the overhead that big banks and lenders do. Those big banks and lenders have big expenses. And what do? They pass those expenses along to you. Meanwhile, here at Alabama Home Mortgage, we receive wholesale rates which result in big savings that we pass along to you. Don't pay more for less. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. mortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Our rates and pricing are just one difference that sets us apart from the rest. It's not just a slogan. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for Montgomery's conversational radio show. It's news and views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
But there's a fella in there who'll pay you $10 if you sing into his can.
I'm not here to make a record, you dumb cracker. They broadcast me out on the radio.
Joey Clark.
Welcome into News and Views in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. Of course, in the studio with me, we have Eddie Bader. Hey, Eddie, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Joey. How you doing, bro?
I'm doing all right. Surviving, I suppose is the word. Surviving. Actually, no, I feel good today.
Make it to the gym?
I did.
Excellent.
Yeah, I made it to the gym, the sauna workout, all this stuff. I guess I'm having an influence on others, leaving shows earlier.
Oh.
Right. But I learned something listening to Alabama Unfiltered.
Oh.
The show right before ours,
yeah,
folks. As I was riding around, I was leaving the sauna workout, going to pick up some breakfast at Chappie's.
Mm-hmm.
And they were talking about owning and raising chickens.
I see.
Have you ever done that?
Not me personally, no. I've been involved with it, but they weren't at my house.
But they're talking about the different types of chickens could get and how you house them.
Got a bunch of different chickens.
Right. Your
my
business
partner. Yeah. She's got some silkies. And I'll be honest, people that own chickens, even though they say they're, you know, they're keeping for the eggs, dude, they're very attached to those chickens.
Really?
Eggs is the benefit, but they're more like pets.
Okay. And then I learned at, you know, the housing and the pet nature.
Yeah.
You get attached, you get the free supply of eggs as long as you take care of them.
But
and then I also learned that sometimes when you're bored, you can go play with your rooster.
Is that right? Correct me if I'm wrong, but it's important to only have one or two roosters?
You should probably only have one.
One? Okay.
Yeah, it's not like you're going to play with two roosters at the same time.
I wasn't sure. Although a friend of mine in South Carolina, it's been long enough, he had fighting roosters.
Cockfighting?
Yeah, they did some cockfighting. I got to go to one or two of those.
I don't know about that, man.
Dude, it was...
I don't know if I have the heart for that.
That part wasn't that big a deal. Honestly, the strangest part was just the collection of folks. I mean, I consider myself to be a little redneckish.
Sure.
I didn't fit in that crowd. I was bougie in that crowd.
You were bougie crowd.
I had teeth.
Now, I was waiting a call from Jeff Poor. Maybe something has come up on his end.
He had a birthday the other day. You know,
busy, busy man. I didn't see that pass by me. I'm sorry for not saying
he
happy
might
birthday,
have
Jeff.
Old and forgot.
Well, no, I talked to him this morning
on
his show. So, maybe he'll remember here. I should text him. But Erica Thomas coming up.
Oh yeah, yeah.
At, from 1819 News, she's got some great stories, including. Yeah, you know, we've been talking about guns, especially yesterday. We were talking about all the violence in the city and guns.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, the one kid who was held up with essentially an AK, but probably an AR-15. Who knows if he had a switch thrown on it? Wouldn't want to find out, just looking at that gun. This one kid in the southern part of the state, he held up a store with a BB gun.
I'm figuring that's going to be a lot of things, yeah. Well, it used to, Joey. You couldn't hardly tell the difference.
Sure.
But nowadays, there are some manufacturing laws in place that are supposed to be easily tell the difference.
Well, and I know policing in Montgomery, by the way, used to be different. I've told this story before, that when we were shooting a fake movie in high school, right off of Ann Street at my buddy's, like, his dad's air conditioning business.
Mm-hmm.
So this is, like, this is right off of Highland Avenue.
Good part of town, then.
Yeah. Yeah, great part of town. But it was a great, like, old warehouse.
Yeah.
Like a gravel lot in the back.
Cool place for a movie set.
And we were shooting essentially like, we called it Smith & Wesson. And Smith & Wesson are two cops.
Oh, okay.
That are solving the case. And there was a final big set piece scene, and we used the warehouse for it, where Smith and Wesson have to invade the bad guy's compound.
That's where all the great movies end like that.
Right. And, I mean, we got into it with, like, flash animations and, like, me falling. Like, I did a perfect where they shot me in the head, and I fell, like completely. And I'm like, they go, dadgum, Joe, you nailed it. I'm like, thank you. We're shooting this movie.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, we see, like, a cop car pull up. And, of course, we're using airsoft guns.
Yeah.
And they had the orange tag.
Yeah, the orange tag, but still. And,
but we see a cop car kind of pull up, and we're like, whatever, we'll put all stuff away, just,
right.
Just wait here.
Smart, smart.
And we hear crunch, crunch coming around the gravel lot.
Mm-hmm.
And you can hear crunch, crunch, crunch. And we all look up, and again, it's like six skinny white boys from Catholic. Crunch, crunch, crunch. And around the corner come three cops. Two with pistols, one with a full-on assault rifle.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't express this just through audio, folks, but they all did this number. They had the guns trained, and they all went, what the heck is... And then they got serious again. They're like, what are you doing? It's my dad's place! And
Daddy.
We thought we had convinced them. Another guy from the backside of us, they set a perimeter on us.
Smart.
Just comes around, get on the ground! Get on... Ah! And luckily, nobody got shot. One cop walked up to me and goes, you're lucky. I had a shot on you. Almost took it. I'm like, thanks for telling me that.
Didn't it make you feel
good? Yeah, it made me feel alive. Thank you for not shooting me, sir.
How old were you then?
17. I had to go to work at Fun Zone after that. That was a fun shift.
Believe it or not, where I grew up, Joey, we had interactions with the police at a much younger age. And
What were you up to?
You name it, dude. Yeah.
Playing with your rooster?
Not that, but...
Somebody else's rooster. That's what I'm
getting on people's nerves.
Let's see if this is our guest on line one. You're on the air. Is this Jeff Poore?
It is. Sorry, I'm a little late.
All good, Jeff. All good. We had a chance to talk about playing with roosters and raising chickens and me almost getting shot by the cops. And
anytime you work in a Joey Clark Brush with Death, I think that's great radio.
Have you ever had a brush with death, like had a gun trained on your face?
No, nothing like that. I've been robbed a couple of times, but sometimes just being in a place that I shouldn't probably be at the time of day that I shouldn't be at.
Yeah, I've only had a gun in my face twice, and both times it was cops, and both times I wasn't doing anything wrong, but... Ooh, it's not fun. You kind of go, yes, sir. Thank you, sir. I'm not going to fight with you, sir. I don't get the folks who do. But speaking of fighting with cops, we're seeing that all over the nation. From our conversation this morning, Jeff, you don't seem too keen on all these protests. What do you make of all this going on?
I don't think they're, like, very well thought out, number one. And then number two, I don't think a lot of these people know what they're protesting. Like, they're not... They're not... very smart people. Here's what gets me, Joey. It's like we're having to expend a lot of public resources here. 1,500 arrested in college protested in recent weeks, which is not booking and jail and the jail food and whatever goes into arresting 1,500 people. And you have to wonder, like, did they really like sit down, look at the thousands of years of history here? Look at this. Or did this just like, hey, man, there's a protest. You should come be a part of it. And we'll rage against the machine or whatever. And it feels like that to me. It doesn't feel steeped in any sort of like real genuine concern.
Yeah, and it doesn't make sense. What do they actually want? Like, especially when they start chanting from the river to the sea. I'm like, that kind of sounds like you want to all the Jews to leave at best. I don't think that's happening anytime soon. And from some of the interviews, you do go, okay, that's an 18, 19-year-old kid who really has no clue what they're talking about. But they're moral. They're compassionate, right?
Yeah, they just need to blow off a little steam. They need to go socialize, take a break from whatever the cool video game is now, and they go out and yell at the sky and show the cops and I don't know. It's just like a social contagion here. I think it's a weird political movement that used to be like in America was the fringes, right?
Oh yeah.
Now and it's still probably the fringes. It's just the only reason it would be even thought to be mainstream is because people are dumb enough to kind of go along with it.
Now, what do you make of the response from some of the governors, some of the, politicians on the right, including some of Alabama's own elected officials? Part of me is a little worried that we're losing the whole free speech argument. Like, you don't arrest people for anti-Semitism because they say it. You maybe arrest them for, you know, harassing folks or destroying property. There are some good reasons, trespassing.
Burglary.
But when I hear, say, Governor Abbott bring up, well, these people are expressing anti-Semitism, we won't stand for it, so let's throw in the police. To me, it seems like we're kind of giving up a pretty good principle there.
Yeah, I don't like that. I if you want to be an anti-Semitic loon, then okay. But what bothers me, I guess it's this, it's like the organizers, and it feels like it's just people sowing unrest, and maybe that's where the focus needs to be. It's the obstruction. It's the threat to public and personal property. It's a threat to public safety and not adhering what law enforcement says. And it should be less about what the protests are really about. That's for us to talk about on the radio.
There you go. And before we move on to more state-based stuff breaking overnight last night, they were up late on Goat Hill.
Mm-hmm.
What do you make? I continue to say that despite the polling, I think it's going to take a miracle for Donald John Trump to actually win the presidency again, given the powers that be are throwing everything they can at him. Do you think I'm right in that sense? What do you make of this next few months leading up to November?
Think about this, Joey, and this how unprecedented we are, because we just kind of accept this like every day. You have a president twice impeached, like 90-something indictments facing felony charges. He has an asymmetric coverage of him by the media, a good number of people in society who just lose their absolute freaking minds whenever you mention his name. Yeah, here he is. He is up, based on what poll, 3-4 points in the popular vote nationally over the incumbent sitting president. And if it is a popular vote win for Trump, it's an Electoral College blowout for Trump. What? How does this happen? How does this guy, walking into this fight, so badly damaged, battered, on paper would be damaged goods, wouldn't have a snowball's chance in hell of winning. How is he up over the incumbent sitting president? And that's what makes me think, well, like, maybe he's going to win here.
Yeah, maybe so, but I worry that something's going to be pulled. Like, I don't feel like the table's fully set. It kind of reminds me of that 2008 election where it was, all about Iraq and the surge in Afghanistan, the surge in Iraq. And then all of a sudden the economy, the bottom falls out from it. McCain had nothing. Obama was ready to go. And I just feel like we still have a long, long time and we don't quite know what the issue set is going to be here.
But don't you think if he's running out of time, or the establishment, or whatever you want to call it, that would initiate or benefit from this, they're running out of daylight here. So this is the same thing we were thinking, like, maybe 6 months ago, a year ago, like, Trump's up in the polls over Biden. Well, that's not going to last. Something big, something calamitous is going to happen. Maybe it's a war or something. But, like, every day that passes, Joey, nothing happens. And the polls, maybe they move a little back and forth, but Trump's way, way, way up higher than he probably should be on paper. Why is, if anything, this is the question. It's like watching a sporting event and an underdog just dominate what I think is the prohibitive favorite. But what sitting here today do we think that Joe Biden can do to close the gap and have enough of a lead in the national polls to pull out an Electoral College victory right now?
Now, what do you make of the VP race, and in particular, what do you make of Kristi Noem's response to all the hullabaloo over her killing her failed hunt dog cricket?
Doesn't this feel like not necessarily a product of Democrat Oppo, but somebody else who wants to be like VP Oppo pushing this out to the usual suspects?
Yes.
Oh, she killed... This is what it feels like. It feels like kind of an internal Republican thing. People who don't want Kristi Noem, I would think she'd have to be up in the top one or two as a viable pick. And they're playing the like weird dog card. I just remind your listeners this. Barack Obama, in his books, on numerous occasions, boasted about how he ate dog barbecue. He was never really held accountable for that. I know it's a custom where he was like studying or whatever, but it's just like no one thought anything of that. Right. They went after Mitt Romney for the dog carrier on the car, but like Barack Obama ate the dog.
Yeah.
Chrissy Noem just shot it. I guess Barack Obama or whoever shot it and then ate it. Well, what do you think here?
Well, and I thought Chrissy Noem, her response was weak. She sort of played into that propaganda play. I think you're right. It did come from somebody who's vying for that position. I'm like, she should have just come out and said, guys, the dog told me he was voting for John Kerry. Like, we had to do something here. Like, instead, well, she got all serious about it.
Doesn't this show like to disconnect? Because when I heard that, that's gruesome, and it's probably not something you want to go around bragging about. But it's like these... The LA, DC, New York, like sort of establishment, has no idea what it's like. That's something that sometimes has to happen,
right?
Unfortunately, with hunting dogs, and there's no benefit of the doubt there. It's just, oh, she went out shoot doggies for fun or something, and that's not at all what happened.
Well, again, folks, we're talking to Jeff Poor, host of the Jeff Poor Show there in the Mobile area, 106.5 FM, I believe I have that correct. And also, of course, he's editor-in-chief at 1819 News. You can always check out 1819news.com. And breaking news happened over the evening. It looks like we're about to get a gambling package. They were, what, one vote shy in the Senate? So what is this package that, and do you think it actually gets across the finish line?
Probably gets across the finish line. In a very peculiar way it happened yesterday about lunchtime, right after I got off air, started hearing, conference committee, they're having a public hearing or meeting today at 3 p.m. Better tune in. They're like, they made a deal. Well, doesn't really matter. The Senate doesn't look like it's interested in this deal, but we'll see what the deal is. And I never thought this. I knew that. I figured they would try to come up with something. I never thought that they would move as fast as they're moving right now. Because, what, at 3:30, 4 o'clock, you get the announcement of a deal. The bill doesn't hit the floor till like 6 o'clock. They're voting on it at 7. It goes upstairs. It passes the House. It passes the CA and the enabling legislation. It goes upstairs to the Senate. And that's where it has its problems. But, I mean, like, how do we go from having nothing, and then we get, like, a 100-page bill, and it's not even discussed, digested, analyzed, talked about. The public doesn't even know what's happening, and they're going to go ahead and vote on it. And you kind of wonder, well, this is they're moving fast, guys. You better be on the lookout here. And then once you see it pass the House, like, oh, man, I don't know this thing could stop. This thing is going to pass the Senate. And it just, like, hit a brick wall. And what the curious thing was, there were 3 yes votes that flipped to no from last time. It's roughly the same bill. There's some tweaks to it. My state senator, Chris Elliott, was from yes to no. Greg Allbritton, I didn't see this coming, went from yes to no. And he could have changed it in conference committee. He was a conferee. And Lance Bell from not too far away from you guys, new state senator, went from yes to no. So all they got to do is flip one of those 3 back. I don't think it's that far out of the realm of possibility. Certainly think it could be Allbritton. I don't know. Maybe the Porch Creek didn't like it. He represents the Porch Creek Indians. He is the member from Atmore. Maybe that shifts back his way, and they get something out of that. I don't know what's going on here, but it just feels like the fix is in.
Right. And again, folks, this doesn't go full on casino gaming, but it does legalize essentially all the electronic games of chance that we already know around the state. And then it essentially commands, or the governor shall enter into a combat agreement. It splits also paper lottery. So the lottery puts all the money in the education trust fund. The compact money would go into the general fund. You're right. It does seem like the fix is in here. And again, we'll be not voting on November, the November election day. We'll be voting, what, August 30th if this gets across the finish line?
Yeah, what a weird time to have an election. It's that week before football season. I guess that was done on purpose. Then people in Alabama, they sure love their Roll Tide War Eagle. Maybe they'll, if it's in football season, they won't go out and vote. I don't know if you remember the last time they tried that lottery vote, 99, and they did it, I think, in September. it failed. Low turnout election, August, I think that it's got a shot at getting beat more than it would if they did it in September or even November. But I don't know what to make of that. I think that was just a part of the compromise.
Well, we'll see where it goes. Well, I need to hit this break. So if folks want to check out what you're writing about, thinking about, how can they do so, Jeff?
Twitter.com/Jeff_Poor. Thanks for having me on again.
Appreciate it, Jeff. Again, folks, that's Jeff Poor there, and always great having him on the program. Eddie, what do you make of this last-second push? Are you surprised by it?
A little surprised, but yeah, everybody wants to get paid at the end of the day. But I think there's no sports betting, and there's no tables.
Right.
So I think that's kind of where a lot of the compromise kind of came from.
Right.
But you know what that means.
But it legitimized essentially all the places all over the state that are already operating.
Well, I thought something about 7 different locations.
Yeah.
So we're going back to specifics?
Victory Land, all the stuff in Greene County, Jefferson County.
Pretty much what's established.
What's been there for a while.
Are those the gangsters that have been doing it illegally? Are they going to bring them into the fold still? Is that still part of the deal?
I wouldn't use the word gangsta.
All right. Are those the guys breaking the law?
The law can be bent.
Is it illegal to come into this country if you don't? Where are we going? How far are we going to bend the law, Joey?
Yeah, I actually think you need to look at local amendments to go, which is actually illegal, which not. Yes, the folks that have been operating in a gray zone, so to speak.
Yeah, exactly. Gray zone. That's okay. That's what we're doing now. Gray zone.
Yeah, the gray zone.
Well, it's just, it's funny how it was hell-bent, two weeks ago, we weren't having gambling, and that was one of the verbiage was all of these guys that have been doing it illegally. Nothing was said about it this time. Guarantee you a deal was struck.
Oh, absolutely.
Guarantee you those guys will serve no time, nothing will be done. So, once again, your politicians, your leaders, and the crooks are the same people. The same people, folks.
Eddie Bader has spoken.
The truth. Prove me wrong.
That's why I wanted your take.
Prove me wrong.
What a mess.
What did Byron say yesterday? Follow the money?
Yeah, or the vital interest.
There we go.
There it is. 272-9228. Coming up, we have Erica Thomas of 1819 News joining us.
Cool.
But first, this part of the program brought to you by River Region Contracting. And there at River Region Contracting, well, Todd Clark and his team are ready to help you with that roof of yours. Now, folks, whether you have an asphalt or metal roof, doesn't matter which one. Now, each could have its own unique problems.
They do, yep.
But whether it's asphalt or a metal roof, you should get it inspected every few years for basic preventative maintenance.
At a minimum.
We've been suggesting do it every year, right?
I would.
Do it on an annual basis.
I would.
Because, storm season's happening here.
In Alabama, we have extreme weather, from extreme heat to extreme wind, extreme rain, and it's only getting crazier. So why not? Why not have it inspected more?
And here's the great news. Those inspections at River Region Contracting are always free.
Free, Joey.
And if they find an issue, the estimate they give you, also free.
I like that, Joey.
And they're accurate.
That's what I've appreciated every time.
They show up on time. They get the job done without leaving a mess.
Very professional.
Because we both have seen places that get the roof done and a mess is left.
Yeah, everybody gets flat tires.
Yeah, somebody else will get paid to pick it up, right?
Exactly right.
Mm-hmm. Not with River Region Contracting. They do the job right. They do it on time. They do it as, they told you it would cost. And they're also a team of insurance specialists. So if they do find a problem that your insurance company might be covering, they can walk you through that claims process, and they can make it an easy and pleasurable experience. Not something you normally associate with insurance claims. That's how good they are there at River Region Contracting. There's a reason folks are referring to them as the premier roofing contractor here in the area. So call up Todd and his team at River Region Contracting today. 356-8635. That's 356-8635. And be sure to tell them that Joey and Eddie, those fellas on the radio, sent you.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi, I'm Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. If you're looking for waterproof carpet, hardwood, laminate, vinyl plank, or ceramic tile, call us today for your free measurement.
Prattville Carpet is a family-owned flooring store that prides itself on personal service, quality products, and guaranteed installation. From beautiful hardwood floors to luxurious smart strand carpet, Prattville Carpet has you covered. Call, come by, or online at prattvillecarpet.com.
Prattville Carpet, we're more than just carpet.
Big news, part two. Thompson Tractor is having a one-day blowout sale of their huge selection of used equipment. all with greatly reduced prices on the equipment you need to boost your bottom line, like compact track loaders, excavators, dozers, and more. And while you're there, be sure to catch the live demo of the next generation Cat Compact Track Loader. It's bigger, roomier, and more powerful than ever. It's all happening on Thursday, May 9th at Thompson Tractor at Highway 80 East in Montgomery. Call 334-215-5000 for more details.
Broken bricks, falling fences, damaged doors, Gorilla Glue. Of course. It's incredibly strong and 100% waterproof and bonds, well, virtually everything. While you're at it, look for Gorilla Tape, a heavy-duty double-thick duct tape, and Gorilla Super Glue, great for all your quick fixes and repairs. There's also Gorilla Epoxy, Gorilla Wood Glue, Gorilla Construction Adhesive. Of course. You get it. If you can break it, Gorilla can fix it. For the toughest jobs on planet Earth.
Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. Before they were legends, they were lost souls looking for their sound.
You want to be a songwriter?
Not really. You are a songwriter.
Discover the true, untold story of Sue Brewer, the extraordinary woman behind outlaw country music, starring Mandy Moore and featuring T.J. Osborne.
They call it the boar's nest. It's just my apartment, but you never know who will show up.
In a new, scripted, Audible original.
Any advice?
Yeah, distill something whiskey can't.
The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the birth of outlaw country music. Listen on Audible.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
Hi, this is Jason with Wholesale Hunter. We've been advertising with Blue Water for a while now. We have great results with them. Appreciate everything they do with us.
Did you know that radio is the number one reach platform in all of media? It's true. Call us to find out how to put radio's number one reach to work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks. Helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. It's a brand new month, and it's starting to feel more like summertime. Lots of sunshine today, very warm with a high around 88. Mostly clear, comfortable tonight. Overnight low 63. Thursday's high near 90 with more sun. Still warm Friday and over the weekend with highs in the upper 80s and the risk of some widely scattered showers and thunderstorms. But the rain chances, very small, very isolated. Expect 60s at night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Do you have big plans this summer? Dive into summer with an ASE Credit Union vacation loan. Whether you've got a trip coming up, projects at home, or just need a little extra cash, we've got you covered. So don't put your plans on hold. Visit your ASECU.com or stop by and see us today.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back. News and views in the afternoon. I'm Joey. My good friend Eddie's still here in the studio with me. How you doing, Eddie?
I'm doing good. How you doing, Joey?
Doing all right. And my other good friend, Gumtown John, writing in.
Oh, yeah?
And Gumtown John says, my brief reading of articles regarding the gambling bill today led me to this synopsis of gambling in Alabama. ... Okay. Gambling against a computer algorithm is A-OK. OK. Gambling against another person, bad.
Not so good.
Not good. Why did you do that?
I don't know.
Why'd you do it? Is that Asian accent?
I don't know what happened there.
Not good.
Not so good.
No gambling, Eddie Sock. Let's see, this is on line one. I suspect it's our guest. Hello, you're on there. Who's this?
Howdy, this is Erica.
Hey, howdy, Erica. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are y'all doing?
I'm doing all right. I kind of throwing a little bit of a curveball your way, but what do you make of this last second push with the gambling and everything going on in the legislature?
Well, I mean, I'm glad to see that something's being done. There's some discussion, some movement on it, only because I think time after time we see this, and I almost have like the little boy cry wolf syndrome, where I'm so negative about the thoughts of ever having a lottery or these establishments or having a vote on it, which I feel like the people deserve to have that. So at this point, you know, I'm kind of surprised that it's going anywhere, but the people of Alabama deserve, you know, for the lawmakers to stop wasting time on stuff. Either do it or don't.
There you go.
Figure it out.
Yep.
Well, we'll see.
I feel like that about the ethics bill, too, you know. Mm. We have spent so much time on this ethics bill. Lawmakers have just poured so much resource and effort into this, and now it's just stuck in, you know, in committee. And it's one of those frustrating things that you're like, are they really going to wait till the last minute to do anything?
That's when I certainly get nervous, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly, yeah. Right. Now, let's talk about your neck of the woods there down the southern part of the state. And you have a headline here at 1819news.com. Fort Morgan businesses, homeowners come together to spread awareness of rip currents, of the riptide. So why are these folks all coming together?
Well, so this is something that Baldwin County EMA actually started a campaign a couple years back called the Beach Safe Campaign. And you might have seen some things if you go to a restaurant on the kids' menu. They have a little beach safe thing warning about rip currents, what they are, how to identify them, how to avoid them, and what to do if you get stuck in them, because it's really easy to do. And they had a meeting last year with a bunch of community partners, and they said, look, going into next summer season, we need to do whatever we can to get the word out, because everybody here in Baldwin County knows all this information. But they're not the ones that we see, you know, year after year coming down drowning. So what we really need to do is get this word out further than Lower Alabama, even not only statewide, but really region-wide. So the Baldwin County EMA started it. They have all kinds of banners up at different establishments. In condominiums, they have little plaques that'll warn people what rip currents are. And they even are doing a deal with ALDOT where they have a message on some of the electronic signs coming into the county. So it's a big deal, but they really want people to know, you know, how to be safe when they come down to the beach. We want everybody to come visit. We love having visitors here because it's really what makes the world go round around here. And it really does. Tourism down here fuels so much of the state that people have no idea. I mean, it makes a big difference. But at the same time, we don't want that if it's going to cost lives. And last year, we had 3 people that came down and lost their lives due to rip current.
And what's the general rule is you don't fight against it. You don't swim against it. You kind of go with the flow, and then you and then you swim, what, parallel to the coast and then back in.
Correct.
See, and I've never been caught in this, so I'm kind of just speaking abstractly here, but that's a shame that 3 folks last year.
Yeah, 3 rip current fatalities in 2023, and that's across the National Weather Service Mobile Forecast Area. So that includes Dauphin Island, Fort Morgan, and Orange Beach areas. And there's other fatalities that happen, other drownings that happen, but those haven't been specifically confirmed to be due to rip currents, but it is very possible. We had a very active rip current season last year. We just had double red flags over the weekend, and that's another reminder for people. We have the flag system. You can sign up for that, and I don't remember off the top of my head how to do that. I need to Google it right quick, because it's really important if you're going to come down to the beach to text this number from Baldwin County EMA. You can Google it too. Baldwin County EMA Beach Safe Flag Warning System. And they'll text you every day that you're down at the beach what the conditions are. So that is Owl Beaches. Text Owl Beaches, AL Beaches, to 888-777. And then you can get those alerts, and you get daily beach conditions. And as soon as you leave, you can just text stop, and it'll stop sending those to you. But it's really important because not only does it tell you about the rip currents, but also if there's a purple flag, which is marine life that you're going to want to watch out for.
Wait, what does that mean? Like sharks?
Marine life at any type that you might want to look out for. So, yeah, sharks or jellyfish.
A huge jellyfish school coming in. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
See, I'm good. I don't have to go in the water. Hang out on the beach, drink some beer. What are you making fun of me, Eddie?
You're so soft. No, and you're scared of
Erica,
the water.
As soon as we brought up the topic, Erica, he's getting side eyes like dummies don't know about rip currents.
No, that wasn't that. I agree with actually her 100%. Uh-huh. But when she said, you know, it's here in Lower Alabama, I agree with her. People down there know about it. It's the folks coming.
Yeah.
Right.
So, I mean, to advertise it everywhere down there is what I see. I'm thinking people down here know.
Right.
So I don't know, yep. As far as getting out to people, besides billboards and things like that, how do you get it to people that are kind of new to the Gulf?
Well, I mean, it's really like a word of mouth type thing. And I was a part of this media thing that the Baldwin County EMA held last year. And they're just so concerned about getting the word out. So they kind of got all of us media folks together and said, hey, how would you do it? You know, they wanted our ideas. And my thing is always social media. Yeah. I mean, that is what everybody uses. You know, I think it's important to do the video part of social media. Unfortunately, TikTok is probably a good place to go for the younger people. But what I've really noticed is a lot of times the victims they end up being like the dad.
Yep,
you know,
goes after the kid.
Dad's going out to go save his kid. And it's so tragic. And these things really can be avoided. And it is important to know what to do if you get stuck in those rip currents. I've never been pulled under by one, but I've felt it on my feet, and I panicked. It's so easy to panic if you're in that situation, but that is what you cannot do. You have to stay calm.
Well, it's a good message to get out, because mm-hmm. It'd be a shame to see anybody else get caught in that. Some of the stories are just tragic. Families involved. Good to be safe there, folks.
Yeah.
Now, well, I'm sorry, go ahead.
If you have family, I just want to add one more thing. If you have family that coming down maybe from Indiana. We get a lot of people from Indiana and, you know, different places coming down. Just let them know. Say, hey, you are aware of our crazy rip currents, right? You know, so that way they're just aware and they know what to do. Send them that link from the Baldwin County AL.gov website and then let them know they can sign up for the beach flag warning system, because it really is important and it's good to know.
Now, we have another warning to give folks. This is having to do with a woman that received a ring.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a, what do they call it, a brushing scam? Or?
Yes. And now, all these different scams they have out there, you know, they name them weird stuff. I never really understand why it's called a brushing scam. But this is the latest one. And it's something that, especially women like me that love jewelry, like, this one might get you. So, you all of a sudden in the mail out of nowhere get an unsolicited package, and it has a beautiful ring or a beautiful necklace, you know. And honestly, I order jewelry online all the time, so I would probably just think it was something I ordered. But for other people, they're like, what is this? It looks beautiful. It maybe looks like Tiffany's or something really high end like Cartier. But if you look really close, you can tell, yeah, this looks fake. And what they're doing now is they're sending out random jewelry to people. And I don't think they're getting their addresses randomly. I think it's from people that shop online a lot.
Yeah.
Somehow they get your information and they send it to you. And in the package, they have a little QR code. And that's where you go to do a review. And so once you go on that QR code, they ask for all this information. You got to register for a warranty or do a review, and they've got you right there. They have all your personal information, and it looks legitimate. But in the end, they are really winning. I heard an expert in scammers talk about this on the internet, and she said, so worth it for these people to send out random fake jewelry, because they have that many victims that don't realize that they're part of a scam.
Well, people need to pay attention to it. I encourage folks to go check that out at 1819news.com. Alabama woman receives mystery ring in mail.
And the interesting thing about her is she had lost her wedding band. And her birthday was this week. So she thought her husband was going to surprise her, you know, with this beautiful ring. And it really is so pretty. I'll to go check it out, 1819news.com. And so she was so excited because she thought her husband did a good little surprise on her, but that wasn't the case.
Now, shifting to what is serious but not that serious, it's more like how dumb some criminals can be. This I'm looking at a young man. I think in the story it says he's 23, white guy. And his name's Preston, I believe. And he decided to hold up a store. And, you know, people think, what, a gas station? No, he held up an Arby's. And so,
who robs an Arby's?
Right. Give me all the curly fries you got.
All that special sauce. What is that sauce they have?
Arby's sauce, horsey sauce.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yes. Oh, so good.
I might have had a beef and cheddar the other day.
Mm, so good.
Yeah. Chicken bacon Swiss.
Russian dressing on that.
What?
Yeah, that's what.
What are you, part of Al-Qaeda? That's weird.
I used to work at Arby's.
What Arby's is that?
Russian dressing on the bottom of beef and cheddar.
Okay. Well, I'll have to...
Not Arby sauce, folks.
He didn't get chubby for, you know, not lack of
knowledge.
Not
sitting on the bench, buddy. I was in the game.
Anyway, this Preston fella goes in there, and he holds up the store, and everybody rightfully freaks out, right?
Sure. So the first person he tries to hold up is the cashier, the clerk. He demanded money and then wanted her car keys. So he's going to rob her and then get away with her own car. But... she ran off. She ran out of the back of the store. When she ran out of the back, he ran out the front, and he noticed two people sitting outside. This is in Gulf Shores, so it was a beautiful day. They were sitting outside enjoying their roast beef sandwiches on the patio. And he decides out of nowhere, he's going to rob them. I'm so sorry if you hear the scanner. I forgot to turn it down. We got a lot going on in Baldwin County today. But yeah, he ended up trying to rob the other two people outside. I'm getting in the other room. Oh, live radio. So sorry.
No, we couldn't hear it, but yeah. Keep going.
Oh, good. So the people outside are even like, no, I'm not giving you. And this is an armed robbery. They're like, yeah, you're not getting my car keys. So he just runs off on foot. Well, then a little bit later, they catch up to him. They arrest him. And then they bring the canines out because they don't see the firearm. And these people said he had a gun. All along, he was holding these people up with a BB gun.
Yep. You know, you could shoot your eye out.
Yeah.
Like, it'll hurt.
It'll hurt.
It'll sting something fierce, but wow. Man.
Yeah.
Well, and this guy.
So not only do you rob an Arby's, but you do it with a BB gun?
Well, I see why nobody was taking him seriously.
Right. Well, and I love that his name is Preston Hope Northen. He was the hope of the Northen clan, but it's gone south.
He has a beautiful name. Yeah. It's a very fancy-sounding name, and then he does this. But it's like I said in the story, like, being a career criminal is not for this guy. He's only 23 years old. He's got time to turn around.
Yeah.
I'm going to hope the best.
I just imagine, like, that scene in jail right now. It's like, what are you in for? Well, I held up an Arby's with a BB gun that I got for Christmas about 10 years ago.
And I didn't get anything.
Got nothing.
No one took me seriously.
Didn't even get a pack of Arby's sauce.
All I got was jail time.
Well,
I didn't even get a sandwich.
Goodness gracious. But, Erica, I always love having you on the show. If folks want to check out what you're writing about, thinking about, how can they do so?
Please go to 1819news.com. In this last few days of the legislative session, we've got the team on fire in Montgomery. They're going to cover everything that you need to know these last few tense days, and we're going to find out what happened. You can find out 1819news.com. We're also on Twitter and Facebook, and you can email me news@1819news.com.
Well, appreciate it as always, Erica. Talk again next week.
Thank you. God bless.
God bless. Again, folks, Erica Thomas there. Always enjoy having her on the radio program. Before we hit this break, this part of the program brought to you by Cohen's Electronics and Appliances. You know, we normally talk to Michael.
Yeah.
But he's busy. He's at some, like, big conference seminar.
I believe he's at another buyer's festival, so yeah.
Now, he always comes back from those things with interesting new information, like the latest product information. Yep. What's coming, say, next year on the showroom floor. And the TVs are getting bigger.
Huge.
That's for certain.
Huge.
It really is amazing. The audio tech is, it's like not fair. Because I've, you know, I inherited some, bought some. I've got a surround, but it's all wire. Mm-hmm. I had to put it under rugs and stuff to hide it. Now with some of this wireless technology, like my brother has a sound bar, and it sounds like surround sound. I was like, how is that just, behind me?
Is there anything behind him at all, or is it just from that sound bar?
That's pretty cool. Then, of course, you can add rear speakers to really get the full surround. You can add one or two subwoofers, as Michael's explained to us, the Sonos product in particular. Of course, they have traditional speakers that are pretty kick butt that are wired.
Right.
And then the theater seating, but don't forget about the massage chairs.
The massage chairs are great. Also, Joey, you know, I know it's summer, but we got football coming around the corner. You know, August is going to be here before you know it. You're going to want to watch some football games outside while the weather's still good. He does have some water-resistant televisions. I've actually bought one from him for the deck.
Oh, really?
Yes. And this is great. It's great for watching, you know, watch anything outside. But in the summer or in the fall, you're going to have it already want it done. Why wait till you have the first couple games on and then say, hey, we should do this? Do it now.
Right.
Get it set up now.
Well, and I got to tell a little story here where we're watching, Alan, my grandfather and I are watching in the living room.
Okay.
And we're watching, at this time it was the women's NCAA tournament.
Oh,
and all of a sudden, for some reason on his TV, YouTube TV just crapped out. Like, we could still hear the game, but it looked like the picture was smashed into, like,
oh, really?
A centimeter wide on one edge. And I tried to reset the TV, and nothing was working. It's like, you want to go back to my room? And he's like, yeah, sure. Because we've watched movies back there and stuff. And mine was working fine. And just, he has a 75-inch TV in the living room.
Oh, well, okay.
We went back to my room. It's 85 inches.
Still, you wouldn't think it'd be that big a difference, but
goodness. Yeah. So if you're sitting at home with a 55, 65 inch, you're like, this is fine. Hey, go check out now. They've got bigger ones than I got. 95 inches.
That's a big TV.
Like, if you really enjoy movies, if you really enjoy sporting events, like, you got to get the setup. And, of course, they can provide all those great appliances from washer and dryer units to maybe a new range or stovetop. All sorts of kitchen appliances, grilling options. They do it all there at Cohen's Electronics and Appliances. So you can always check them out at thinkcohens.com. But I really encourage you to stop by that showroom, 2515 Eastern Boulevard here in Montgomery. Open 9 to 6 Monday through Friday, 9 to 4 on Saturdays. And be sure to tell them that you heard about them here, that Joey and Eddie, those fellas on the radio, sent you.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Have you ever considered turning your home into a rental and build wealth at the same time? People throughout the River Region are doing that right now. By investing wisely in the right property or turning your current home into a rental is the secret. Hiring a property manager to professionally manage your property is the way to prosperity. Our company does all of the advertising, personally showing prospective tenants, does a thorough background check and credit report before moving forward. Over 15 critical services are provided to our clients in protecting the asset, but also providing the best residence in your home possible. Collecting rent on time and frequent inspections help landlords feel better about renting their house and to provide clean, well-kept homes that anybody would be proud to call home. For a complete list of property management services, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group at 221-2883 or 551-0225.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The
Health... Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
The Tears family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the River Region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I got hairy legs.
I got worms.
This is how you conduct yourself in a democracy?
Shut up, silly woman.
Joey Clark.
news and views in the afternoon, or as we're calling it online, Joey Clark Live. Go to Joey Clark Live on YouTube to like and subscribe, or watch on the X platform or on the Book of Faces. And, you know, for folks who are just tuning in, this is just a humble little local talk radio show. Yeah, they still exist.
Yeah.
You know, I was watching a Kill Tony episode last night, and one of the people that got pulled from the bucket was a classic, lovely, cute woman.
I saw her.
Yeah, she's probably in her 50s or 60s.
Yeah, I
saw her. Cute woman, and she was a classic rock DJ, and they were astounded that that still existed.
And at the end, they told her to give us a little feed, and she did really good, Joey. I mean, her comedy wasn't
well. Right, and then when they were, Elaine, could you do the call in with the phrase that pays?
That was awesome. Yeah. Yeah, suddenly I've realized that guy had a little bit of radio experience as well.
Oh, yeah. No, and I love the comedy stuff. But, you know, we get that radio's kind of old hat to some folks, but we're still here.
Well, a lot of people, like we have, a combined radio with a podcast.
Right. And that's where we're going.
Get the best of both worlds.
So you can watch us again on the X platform at the Joey Clark or Joey Clark Live on YouTube. Would love some support. Even if you hate us, just you can hate on us.
Yeah.
Don't mind
There's
having
a lot
haters.
Of that.
272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Coming up in just a few shopping minutes, Caroline Dobson. She is now the Republican nominee in the brand new Alabama Congressional District 2. She will be joining the show. We haven't had a chance to congratulate her in person or congratulate her since her victory over Dick Brubaker. She will be facing Shamari Figures in that race. And just as a reminder, this will not be a sleepy little Alabama congressional
race.
Don't
think it will be, buddy.
Because we've been through a few of those, and they can be entertaining in their own right. Like, hey, that's Jeff Poor over there. No, not Jeff Poor. That's Jeff Coleman
that
over
Jeff
there.
Jeff Coleman, he's Alabama tough.
Alabama tough.
Yeah.
Drives a truck.
Yeah, this one's going to get interesting, I think, too.
This one is going to be, well, national.
Yeah.
You better believe you're going to get coverage from Rachel Maddow. You're going to get coverage from Politico. You're going to get coverage from the New York Times, certainly.
They're going to be very interested in Alabama.
You're probably going to have hundreds of millions of dollars being poured into this race.
How do we get into that, Joey? Don't they need somebody to hold the money for a little while or something? Got to be for a while.
Well, we might. You and I directly won't get it, but people do buy political ads on the radio.
Yeah, what I'm saying is we have to get in the way. We need to become a roadblock for that.
Like a tollkeeper.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know how we do that.
I'm just
we could become political consultants.
No. No. No.
No, but not like run camp. We're like the subcontractors. Like, our job should be to go find people to walk. We don't walk door to door, but Joey and Eddie will find you guys and gals to go walk door to door.
Well, honestly, Joey, as honest as those polls are, sure, I'll get you some people walk door to door.
Right.
Sure.
This is the problem.
Right.
Yeah, what a world. What a world. But, yeah, that's one way to get some of that money.
Yeah, just keep thinking. We got to come up with something easier.
So I look forward to talking to Caroline about what she expects and, of course, some of the topics that are in the news right now. And, of course, the protesting still continues.
Oh, yeah. I saw they were negotiating. How do negotiating?
Well, also, the police have cracked down. Like Columbia, how they took over that building. And there's the one person going, wait, do you want them to feed you?
Yeah.
Well, we have a community here. And, you know, what kind of community do you want to be? Do you want people to disagree with you to starve?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, shove it up your... What's that?
Shut up, silly woman.
Thank you.
But I really want to know, and we'll never know, because this is... Honestly, I think this is how they're starting off the elections. Instead of the riots happening in the street, they're going to start here in the colleges.
Mm.
But I want to know how many of these people are really students, because I got a good feeling that over half are not.
Mm.
I think they're paid protesters.
No, it was not on my bingo card.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you keep seeing all this, like, LGBT for Palestine and stuff. And I'm like, wait, gay terrorists were not on my bingo card.
One of the clips earlier.
Like, I don't want to be caught by one of those guys.
One of the protesters out there, they had UAW signs.
I had to double check
the story. What story are they covering?
There goes the chance for UAW joining Alabama.
Right. I was like, what is it? I mean, I see all these different signs, and I was like, is that a UAW sign?